Hello and welcome back to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
You okay? Yeah. I'm Cindy, by the way.
I'm gonna try and make it. I'm gonna try and make it.
You're trying. You got a cold.
Grandkids got me sick. I think it happens every season of the Amazing Race.
I was sick last season.
Yeah.
It's our thing.
So, season 36, I believe.
Yes.
And they started in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, you didn't think you would ever go there.
I know, but it looks pretty good. I don't like the horse thing, though.
You know, we're always looking at cruises because we wanted that, we've gone on two, so now we think we're like veterans.
We're like seasoned veterans of the Love Boat. Okay.
And I was looking at one, and one was like, San Diego, Puerto Vallarta.
But I've been to San Diego.
I know. But you just was like, no, I don't think I want to go there. I'm like, okay, well, I won't look anymore. I'll stop. Right?
Right.
Anyway.
I watched this episode before you did, and I said, I'm sorry, there are two teams I just don't think can win this race.
You did tell me that. You picked me up, you watched it, you picked it from work, and you said, how'd it go? I mean, I asked who, how was it? You told me about it, and then you said, okay, I'm not going to tell you who they are, but there are two teams that I think are just not going to make it.
There's just no way I think they can win, and I feel bad, because they're likable.
I think everybody's likable.
They are, and they have a fantastic story.
Right.
Not a fantastic story, but,
it's a cool story.
And you want to root for them.
Right.
I just don't think they can win.
All right.
But that's just me. You guys can figure out.
Because we would be fabulous on it.
No, we wouldn't. But
I said at the end, remember what I said? I go, we should apply.
Yeah, and we'll be the team that people go, there's no chance they can win. But I could be wrong, but I think these challenges, they get so physical, and you have to have at least...
I don't think it's just physical. I think there's just combination of things, and I didn't think about it, like the team that got eliminated, the brother and sister, I didn't think you could go and buy a map, and that's what I would have done, because they said, and they're...
Ask for directions.
Right, they were telling their story how they did maps, and they were doing things that way. Well, that's what you guys were practicing, or... working on when you were practicing to get up beyond the Amazing Race.
When you're in somewhere you have no clue. I mean, I've gotten lost in places where I grew up.
Yes.
Because, just...
you have no sense of direction.
No sense of direction, but I can read a map. We used to have to do that when back in the day. You used to have to read a map. But anyway, they're starting off with Puerto Vallarta. Did Phil get a hair transplant?
Jack keeps thinking Phil got a hair transplant.
His hair looks... it's dark. It's definitely darker. But
you said that to everybody. Everybody that has a little more, that you think has a little bit more hair.
Hey, I'm not criticizing. If I could afford it, I'd be getting a hair transplant. But Phil looked like, to me, like he's had some work done on his head. I'm not criticizing.
But it would hurt to put hair on your head. Because they have to, you have nothing.
There'd be a lot of plucks there. Or whatever. Pluck would be pulling out. Be putting in it. Whatever it is.
Is it worth it?
Harvest.
If you had the money, would you do it?
I would do it.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
At your age?
Yeah, I got sunburn on my head the other day.
At your age? Why?
So I can go on the Amazing Race and compare my hairline with Phil.
I could get it if you're in your 30s or 40s. Well, you still had hair in your 30s or 40s. But now, at 62, how old are you?
61.
Oh, 61.
Anyway.
It's like me getting a facelift at 60, almost 64.
And they're off. They're racing. They're off, but there's no maps.
Yes.
There's no maps. And so when you're in a country with you don't know where you're going, you should get a map. Or at least get directions. We saw last year with the team that eventually won, they were very good about getting directions.
Yes,
everywhere
they went, yes.
It's like they were, the Maya and... Rohan were worried about being falling behind because people might, we stop the production, we might fall behind.
I know, but they said that, they watched their whole life, then they should have realized the team that just won was so great at getting direction. So that's the first thing you do. I mean, yes, I think it's important that you finish the top, whatever, but the beginning is just important not to get eliminated. Yeah. And then work your way and worry about it.
You
get your feet wet, you get yourself out of, you get the game underneath you, you get the hang of things. So anyway, but...
Anyway, so they're all racing for their clue, those guys that were up on their...
I wouldn't do that. Would you do it?
Well, no, it would have to be a drought.
Okay.
Because they were praying to the gods to bring rain.
Yes.
And I'd be like, okay, sorry, guys, I'm not going up. That didn't look that safe.
No, it did not. That one spot, the guy that was dancing on it, it was like a little tiny square.
And I'm sure it was safe. But no chance.
I wouldn't do it either.
There's no chance.
No.
The first challenge is you got to pick up rocking horses, and only 7 teams can do that challenge.
Right.
Or it was Cuba Libre, not Cuba Libre.
You're just thinking about your rum and coke, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. It was the wrestling one, and you had to match 5 wrestlers, and there's 40 wrestlers going, and they only do it for 40 seconds, and it's every 5 minutes.
Which one did you pick?
I always take the physical challenge.
Really? I would have always said, because I have a good memory. I think it would have been better for us to take that.
Yeah, probably, but I always pick...
The clue said that... Didn't the clue say that you were going to bring the horses down cobblestones? I thought that's what it said in the clue.
It might have.
So I would have done the memory. I would have suggested to you to do the memory game.
Yeah, I probably would have. I would have gone with memory, even though I'm not very good at the memory
game. You would have been better with the physical, but I just don't think... I think something like
the
that.
The physical one, once I saw it, I go, okay, this was one of the tougher physical, because usually the physical ones... there's usually an easier one, and to me...
Well, you always think the physical is easier.
Because you don't have to think. You just go, okay, grab, okay, just, as long as you have your directions and know where you're going,
right?
You're there. But anyway, I would have probably gone, because you do have a great memory, so I would have said, okay.
You wouldn't have done, you're not as good with details, but we would have helped each other, we would have won. We would have done it.
We would have done it. Ricky and Cesar, I hope I'm saying that right. I kept saying Caesar, but it's Cesar. And if you, I kept writing out Caesar too, but it's spelled C-E-S-A-R, so Cesar.
Oh, okay. That's
so I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah. You know, it's first episode, so we'll see. Maya and Rohan are lost, and we'll be hearing that
so
a lot.
I feel so sorry for those guys.
And it's your dream to get on the show, and you lose because you get lost.
Yes.
And again, buy a map. 40 wrestlers jump in. Blah, 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 blah. The Spicoli brothers. We're a little lost looking for the clue. Those guys. But dude. Where's the clue? Do we have to climb up this? I'll climb up that, man. So anyway. No, dude, I don't think you have to climb up that. Well, maybe we have to go out and find the clue.
Okay, stop.
Oh, there's the box over there.
Okay, stop.
Am I right?
Yes, okay, but stop.
All right. Ricky and Cesar fail on their first attempt because they're doing the...
that would be easy, you know, because you didn't really... I figured, like, you would see the guys, but then they all, like, you're waiting, and they're all waiting, and they run out. And it's like, oh, my God, it's like a trampede of wrestlers running out.
A trampede?
You know what did I say?
You said trampede. It's a stampede.
But oh, stampede.
A trampede of wrestlers coming at you.
A stampede of wrestlers.
I don't want a trampede of wrestlers coming my way.
Quiet. They come running out, so you're just like, ah! And then you have to sit there and figure out. In 5 minutes, you got to figure that out. So that
no, it's not 5 minutes. It's 40 seconds.
Oh, 40 seconds.
They come out every five minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that was a little,
They got to be in shape for that, because there's a lot of time they had to keep running out.
Yes, they did.
Let's see.
My grandfather loved the wrestling.
Yeah. Derek and Shalisa are first to attempt the dragging of the horses. Ricky and Cesar fail on their second attempt. And they're starting to stress out. I'm going, guys, just relax.
Yeah.
You're at this point, you're still in first place.
Exactly.
Just relax. But I guess, you know, you don't, but especially in a memory challenge, you have to keep your cool.
Right.
You can't stress out over it, which is probably something I would do. That's why I don't like the memory
challenges. I think he said, like, what, like the second or third time, we're not going to do it. You know, I'm not going to, what did he say? Something like, I'm not going to keep
doing this.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, up already.
Rod and Letitia fail on their first attempt. Rod, it's scary because it's like looking at my twin. You know, we're built about the same.
Sure you are. Okay. You go ahead and think that
way,
buddy.
What kind of shape was he in when he was playing? Because he's in pretty damn good shape right now, so
right.
I don't know.
Well, how long did he play? You didn't remember.
I have to look it up. I don't remember. Let's see. Maya and Ron are still lost.
I felt so bad for these kids. I'm just like, I wanted to like help them, like get in the car and help them drive. And they never got upset. They never raised their voices.
At this point, they switched.
Yeah, position. They switched positions.
Rohan became the driver.
And she was a passenger.
Passenger with the directions, and maybe that would be better. Now, this was kind of a funny part. Amber and Vinny, they're a couple. I think they're engaged, or they?
No, I thought Amber and Vinny was mom and daughter and dad.
No. Amber and Vinny, she pinched her finger, and Vinny came over and said, hey, are you okay? And she goes, can you just get away from me? And I said, wow, I've been there. So anyway. Ricky and Cesar completed on their second, their third try. They're on their way. Rod and Leticia on their second attempt. So now they're racing to the rodeo.
The rodeo.
Juan and Sean finally get there to the clue box, and they realize there's only one clue left.
Yes.
And they picked horses, and this is a big one because we find out later on that they got some help, and they ended up kind of screwing the people over. But by the time Chris and Mary get to the horses, they're all gone. It took them so. I think they were like the third person the clue box.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I agree with you.
But it took them so long to get to the horses that they were all gone. Again, only seven teams could do the horses.
But you didn't know what they were doing, like what months they were doing this in, because I'm sure it was. It looked like it was really warm, and I was just wondering, but it was like the summer months they were traveling and doing this all last summer. But God, that I think that would be the hard part for me because I just don't like getting sweaty and hot and.
And it tends to happen when you're in a race.
I know, but that heat, no, thank you.
Not that heat. let's see, and this time we're going to take a commercial break. Now here's the part where I think Chris and Mary screwed up. Now it's more Mary than anything because they come upon Juan and Sean, and they say, "Hey, are there still horses left?" They say, "No." They should have said, "Yeah, we never." I would say, "We never found it."
Oh, you're thinking they should have been more shady and told them.
Yeah, I mean, why be honest? You don't have to say. We just say, you say we never found it.
Right, but everybody else was telling them that there were horses, so they were trying to be, pass it on.
Oh, I get it. Telling there were more horses there when they got there.
Well, they were when they first went up there. There were more horses, but other teams were faster than them.
Then they said they'd work together.
But then she went her different way.
Went a different way, and then the guy said, "Hey, this is our chance to. We know they're going the wrong way.
Yeah,
but we're not going
to
help."
But then it was weird though. She said, "Let's do this together," but then she veered off to her own thing though. That's what I thought was weird.
I think she thought she was going the right way, maybe she felt bad because she said something about, "I probably shouldn't have told him." You know what?
About the horses
and stuff. She was going on that.
Yes, your point.
And I get it, but there's a way to do it without. Saying, "Hey, yeah, there's horses."
Right.
Or just, because then why didn't you take it?
Right.
Say, "You know what? We went up there, we couldn't find it, so we decided to do the other detour." Mm.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure if there were still horses there or not. Point. Something like that.
Right.
Maya and Rohan are Austin Powers. And this one, I'm like going, "Oh my God.
I know.
What is going on
here?" I almost wanted to go there and lift up the car and turn it for them.
find a bunch of guys. Hey,
yes, pick up the car and turn. But did I not see the little rocks there and back up then? Like, I don't understand. I don't know.
It was so confusing.
We can all say all kinds of things when you're sitting on your couch watching it on the TV.
And I did. they still haven't even got to the clue box yet.
No.
Not even to the clue box yet.
No.
Once you deliver the horses, you have to take the wheels off, which seemed pretty simple. And the Spicoli brothers realize, "Dude, why don't you loosen? Just use your fingers."
"I'm not going through this whole maze talking this way,
dude." Hopefully, they go to the end. Look, yeah, it comes loose.
Stop, please, dear God in heaven.
You're not that funny.
I'm coughing. Maya and Rowan are stuck, still stuck.
I know.
But they finally figured.
They're free.
Free. I was like, "Oh, finally."
I know.
They still got a chance. The sad thing is, I think
they had a chance somewhere in there, don't you?
Yeah, I think they would have been a good team.
Yeah, and I also think, when they got to the rodeo thing, they weren't alone. So how did that all get so messed up?
And they completed on the first try.
Yes, I don't know. I was so confused by that all.
Well, the roadblock is, who feels loopy? And you have to jump through seven Ted Lassos.
Yes.
And to me, I was like going, "Well, that would be easy."
You thought that was easy?
I think it'd be easy for me. I'm not very tall. My hair wouldn't get in the way.
Yes.
You think
you could have jumped
over that? I would have skipped through
it. You think you would have
been able to? Jumping is the wrong way to do it. You'd skip through it.
Okay.
That's
all right, Jack.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll let you say you can
and
do
I,
it.
And when I saw Rod doing it, I said, "Oh, he's doing it? He's huge."
He's 6'3", 6'4", something like that.
Yeah, but he eventually got through it.
Yep.
He completes the challenge. Now it's racing to the pit stop. And we get to Carisha. Now, I'm probably saying this wrong, her name. I wrote it down. I can't read my writing. But she makes the biggest mistake, which is always a mistake people make in The Amazing Race, but shouldn't be making it if you've watched the show. You have to read the clue. And she didn't. Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, I just put on my hat."
Right.
And then not only did she not read the clues, she was terrible at jumping through the thing. It was like her first attempt, like 15 tries.
I thought it was like 19, but okay.
And didn't make it. Right. And then other teams started showing up.
Right.
She finally completes the task.
But then had no time.
Yeah. Where's my clue? Where's my clue? She goes, throw me the, and she goes, I have to wear the handkerchief.
Oh, then she had to do it all over again.
Which, you know, is a, again, it didn't hurt them today.
Right.
But you have to read the clues. Yes. I mean, I get you're in a hurry, but they weren't. They were like fifth or sixth when they got there.
Exactly.
Anyway, Ron Letitia are team number one, but they're still racing.
Yes.
Now I think this is the first time they've had an elimination,
and they're still racing. Yeah, I was surprised by that. I was like, really, they're still racing, and they still got eliminated. That didn't seem fair.
Well, it's part of the deal. They knew the last team to arrive would be eliminated.
I know.
And again, it's a team that I thought, you know, on paper, when you look at them. And the teams they're racing against, I thought they could have been middle of the pack. I
don't disagree there.
But it didn't pan out. Derek and, Ricky and Cesar are team number two. Derek and Shalisa are team number three. Christmas finally completes the task. I already said that. The Spicoli bros do it in like one try.
Yep. I like when he goes, who wants to be loopy? I'm loopy.
Yeah.
That did make me laugh. That did sound like a Spicoli.
Dude, brother. I'm so loopy.
Oh, my gosh.
Sonny aces the lasso. I think that was one of the Spicoli brothers. Amber and Vinny are lost. And she goes, I think it's over here, over there. And at this point, you're thinking, okay, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the brother and sister team are going to
make it. They still have a chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vinny aces the lasso. It's like saving someone's life.
I know.
Jumping through a thing. But unfortunately, the last team to arrive was Maya and Ron, and they have been eliminated.
Yeah,
and I felt bad for them because, you know, it's your dream to get on the show and you lose not because other teams were better than you.
Yeah, you just had no...
You had no sense of direction.
I know we're just sitting on our couch watching it. But I feel like they didn't have any urgency in them either. Just like when they were just driving along, I'm like, oh, I guess we're
again,
lost.
Well, again, stop and go ask somebody where you're going.
I thought she said she spoke Spanish or something. That one of them learned one language, one learned the other language.
Yeah, one learned Spanish, one learned French, I believe.
Right, something like that. Anyway.
But it didn't happen. They have been eliminated, and nobody wants to be the first team to go home because you only get to go in one country.
Nope. Any team yet you're standing out?
Obviously, the top three teams, I think, are going to be pretty strong teams.
I would
agree
with you.
I think, what's
we're not going to say who we think the worst two teams are.
I think you guys know who they are. Derek and Shalisa, I think, are going to be fun, but they're gonna bicker.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to bicker.
Kind of like how we would do if we were on
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. I think Ricky and Cesar are going to be good. And I think Rod and Letitia are going to be good,
but
too.
But, you know, sometimes you never know. You never know how it pulls out. You don't know what's going on, what the challenges are. And so things could change on all that. But I think it's going to be a fun time. I'm excited that we could do it again. I mean, I thought it was just a once a year now. So now we're doing it twice. So
twice
kind of
a
fun.
Year.
Fun, fun, fun.
Till our daddy takes our T-Bird away.
Okay. Anyway.
But that's all we got for this week. We'll be back next week if this show is a patron-driven show. If you'd like to become a patron, go to jayajack.com. And thanks for everyone who makes The Amazing Race the number one podcast on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
You're doing that again this year?
I'm doing it again. Okay. I'm doing it all the time.
Okay.
Forgot what I was going to say. Oh, we like to thank four patrons at this time. We thank all our patrons, but four patrons who have reached a certain level, and that's Eckhart Rickner, Glaveler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed, the Creepy Poopy Letter Carrier. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for everyone who listens to us.
Yes, thank you.
And that's all we got. Hasta luego, and good
bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.